Hello, friends, and welcome back to Like Anime. This week is exciting because we have a new season approaching, and I'm so excited I didn't even introduce myself. But my name's George, and with me is Tony.
I didn't introduce myself either, but you don't see me, like, talking about it. I mean, until then when I just did, but, you know, other than that, I hadn't yet talked about it. You talked about it first.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, you're bragging for me. yeah, it's like first comment. Did you get first comment, listener? Anyway, we are back again because there's a new season coming out, and we checked out a bunch of new trailers, and we got some returning shows, some continuing shows, and we got a whole list of what we're excited about, what we're maybe interested in, and we'll probably check out, and what we're going to say, nah, I'm good. I'm good on. And we differ. We got some overlap, but we got quite a few we differ on.
Quite a bit of overlap, actually. There's a handful that we have. I mean, there's the difference between, like, me saying, yeah, I'm going to watch it, and you saying, I'll probably check it out. Those are sort of the same thing.
Yeah, still giving it a shot. So
there are very few that are firm no and firm yes.
Okay, but there are a few.
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here I go, focusing on the negative again.
You got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't go with Mr. In Between.
Are we getting a copyright stricken again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a Bing Crosby song.
Woohoo. Yeah. So I don't know. Well, this season has been kind of, this current one has been kind of
summer.
There's a couple shows that, you know, I really like, perhaps.
Perhaps. A couple shows that, like, at the beginning of the season, I wasn't sure if I'd like them. And now that the season is, like, 3/4 of the way over, I'm still not sure if I like them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's been the kind of season it's been. You got it.
There's at least a couple shows I've been enjoying, but yeah, compared to the season prior, it was slim pickings. But we got a new season, which is exciting. And there definitely are a few shows I'm interested in highly, but you seem to be a little more, you're accentuating the positive. But yeah, a little more excited about this one. But I have tempered expectations. I'm hoping it's good, but I'm a little hesitant.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little more harsh in my judgment on whether I'm even going to give these shows a chance at all. So I've gone no on a lot more than I normally would. There's a good handful of these that, like, normally I would have checked them out knowing that I wouldn't like them going into it and just confirming that I didn't like them. Those shows have now just become, nope, I'm not even going to bother. Because this, you know, summer season of 2021 has burned me so severely that I had to get surgery.
Well, I think that's a good thing because just a little more discerning, you know. It's hard to judge based on just one.
Is that a good thing? I like the idea of just watching everything and then actually deciding based on watching it. Any decision I make based on anything other than watching something, I feel like is sort of a cop out, but I just feel like copping out, I guess.
But I'd rather commit to a few shows, and then if they aren't any good, then I can branch out instead of taking on, you know, this whole gauntlet of shows and being overwhelmed and not really having an opinion on any of it because I'm just exhausted.
I don't know. Yeah.
I like that approach more where, I think we're both kind of on a similar page of, yeah, being a little more picky.
You want to start the list now then?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it.
All right. Well, let's start at the top. I guess one of the most anticipated new shows. We're starting with the new shows. We'll get to the returning and continuing shows later. But for new shows, I guess one of the most anticipated is Komi Can't Communicate. Comedy school, slice of life shonen. It looks, I guess it's from a manga. Yeah. It looks interesting enough. Like, I definitely want to check this one out. I heard about this one quite a while ago, and I think I may have read some of the manga, if I recall. It was quite a while ago, actually. So I don't remember how much I read, but yeah, it looks interesting and cute. And I just noticed that romance isn't listed as one of the genres, but maybe it's not then. I don't know.
It definitely seemed like that was
I
an
think that
element,
maybe
but
hints of it or something. Yeah.
yeah, definitely the comedy aspect, but yeah, I don't know. The main character is intriguing to me, and it looks like it could be really sweet and just, perhaps funny as well. So yeah, I'm into
Yeah. And if I recall correctly, it's not that she can't communicate as the title would indicate, but that she has difficulty doing that for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My mind always goes to social anxiety, but it's all
I mean, I think that might be part of it, but I sort of remember, I don't know. Like I say, I think I read some of the manga quite a while ago, and I don't remember well enough to say,
Okay.
but
Nice.
there's like something else. I don't know. There's something else, I think. Anyway, doesn't matter. We're moving on to the next show because we've only got a finite amount of time to talk about these
That's
things.
right. And there's a lot of shows. The next one is called The World's Finest Assassin Gets Reincarnated in Another World as an Aristocrat.
Sounds like it's based on a light novel.
Yeah, I was going to say, as you might guess from that long ass title, it's based on a light novel, action, fantasy, magic. And I believe we're both passing on it.
Yeah.
It's one of those shows.
Yeah, it's just that, your sort of standard isekai thing. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and I'm a kind of averse to isekai. Tony's more, willing to give an isekai a shot.
I've seen good
If
isekai, yeah.
yeah, and I'm not saying there's not good isekai out there. It's just like not something that resonates with me. I'm sure I could get into one, and I'm sure there are ones that I.
I mean, a lot of them are bad, but there's like the occasional good one. Like, I
Yeah.
mean, Spider is technically an isekai, right? I got reincarnated as a slime,
Yeah.
technically an isekai, but there's good story,
Yeah,
in
and they're
those.
beloved, and neither of those, I'm very familiar with them, but I've never, given them a fair shake. So
Right. Well,
you never
our
know.
mutual friend is watching. Well, he's supposedly going to start catching back up
On slime.
on slime, yeah.
Yeah, and he likes it. He likes it for sure already.
Yeah.
So but this one ain't it. Moving on. What do we got next,
No,
Tony?
that one definitely ain't it. This is not the isekai to just go in on.
And this next one
And
probably
neither is this one.
isn't.
And we've got banished from the Heroes Party. I decided to live a quiet life in the countryside. This couldn't be based on a light novel, could it?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. With a title like that, I figured. No, I figured light novel. Yeah.
It's all too obvious these days.
Adventure, fantasy, slice of life. I mean, it sounds a bit like last season's. What was that pharmacist one called? Do you even
Oh
remember the
yeah,
title?
the
Long title again.
what was this season, right? The drugstore in another
Well,
world.
right, but we're talking about fall season, so last season.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
that's true. It's getting
Sure.
confusing now.
Whichever way you want to go. Yeah, drugstore. In another world,
Then some,
life of a
oh,
something something
cheat
pharmacist,
pharmacist.
cheat pharmacist. That's
Yeah.
what it was. Yeah. Like just from the title, it sounds like that. From actually watching the trailer and everything, it looks a little bit different in that there's not like a wolf girl, but other than that, it looks the same.
It looks very peaceful and perhaps sweet, but also kind of bland to me. I don't know.
Yeah. And it definitely has those feelings of like, there's got to be some HE like edging in on this thing or something. I don't know. It feels like that. There
Yeah.
was nothing in the trailer specifically, but
Yeah, and that's the I had that fear from watching the trailer for Drugstore in Another World, and
right.
I don't think it was
I don't.
entirely that
It
way, but
never really went that way.
okay.
No.
But oh wait, it had some like dynamic of just kind of the whole pet thing, just
Yeah.
pet lolly, like
Yeah. 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 It had some. It seemed like it would have HE vibes based on the trailer, but I don't think in watching it did. But speaking of HE vibes, what have we got next?
Yes, it has to be mentioned for some reason, our lawyers tell us. World's End Harem. And once again, it's nice that the title kind of tells you everything. The world is ending because men have died, except for one. And he gets to have sex with all the ladies. And that's a show.
That any teenage boy would love.
Yes.
Not necessarily to watch, but to live.
Yes. And probably, you know, watch for those, you know, escapists. It's you know, a sexual escapist fantasy. Like, straight up, no frills, no, like, you know, trying to hide it. It's just on full display. And so, yeah, that's what it is. I'm good.
Yeah. I don't think we said for the last one, but neither of us is watching the Banished from the Heroes Party.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah.
And same goes for this one.
Same goes for this one, yeah. And then next we've got the Faraway Paladin, which, I mean, initially looked somewhat interesting to me before I watched the trailer. But the trailer was unimpressive, I guess I would say. Like, just didn't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny because I haven't seen a lot of isekai, but I watched that trailer and it seems like something that's been done before multiple times in different iterations. And is this really standing out amidst, you know, amidst all that?
Yeah. So that one, the Faraway Paladin, also a no from both of us.
Yes. Yeah. It's a bit of a drought, but this next one changes it up with Platinum End. I believe I put a maybe for this one.
You put a maybe, and I put a yes, and those mean the same thing, apparently.
Okay, yes. So, yeah, my maybes are just less emphatic, you know, not emphatic yeses.
Right.
Yeah, because we're just...
You're like, yeah, I'm gonna watch an episode-ish of that. I might not make it through the first episode, but I'll watch it. And that's what my yes means as well. And then I have emphatic S's or emphatic yeses, but there's no distinction, I guess.
So there you go.
I'll say that I'm emphatic about them, I guess. Yeah.
Which is cool. But yeah, so yeah, I forgot you put a yes for that one. But
for this one, Platinum End?
Platinum End.
Yeah. It's 24 episodes, so it's going to go like two cores, I guess.
Oh, this is one with the angels.
Okay.
Like angels, right? There's 13 angels, and they're trying to figure out like who's going to be the next god.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the dude, he jumped off a roof.
Well, yes, yeah, yeah. He has a horrible life and tries to kill himself. Yeah, but these angels are trying to find...
Angel saves him.
Yeah, but there's this whole thing about becoming a god or something. I remember that. From the trailer.
It looks interesting enough to, you know, check it out. Yeah. So we're both going to check that one out.
We shall see.
And then next up we've got, man, if there was a light over here, I could read this better. Mieruko-chan. This is the comedy horror supernatural thing.
It's like the Sixth Sense. She can see
dead
people, but she just ignores them.
Yeah, basically that's what it seemed like from the trailer.
I think based on the trailer, it doesn't say this on our information here. We have our dossier, but the trailer made me think there might be some ecchi vibes to this, which I'm kind of like, But I'm curious enough. Like, you see one of the girls' bras at one point, and then there's kind of a interesting shot from behind of, you know, focusing on the butt too much. It was nothing explicit, but it was like, I don't know, where is this going?
But I see.
But otherwise, it looked like it could be the main character. I like her design. She's got like these kind of off yellow like eyes that look interesting, that kind of bewitching. They're almost the color of urine. I thought that. Not that I'm drawn to the color of urine, but they look good.
I love me some piss.
They look good. And urine, you know, the color can vary, but. Some pretty yellowy urine, I guess. Anyway, no, she. I like her design, and she's. I don't know. I'm kind of interested in her character, so I'm curious.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I put a yes for this, and you were a maybe, I think, right?
I thought I was a yes.
Or a question mark? Yes.
Maybe.
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, it was probably because of those ecchi vibes.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I guess.
I mean, you Tony has the master list of like. What we put down for like yes, no.
Yes. Or as we were watching the trailers and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I, you know, I know what I knew that one I want to see, but I didn't remember what I put for it. So,
oh, okay.
But it's probably cause those ecchi vibes.
So yeah, we're both checking it out and we'll see how it goes and We'll get back to you later on that.
And next we got, what the heck is this?
It's a Japanese title.
Shinka no Mi, Shiranai Uchi ni Kachigumi Jinsei.
Yeah, I only know like two of those words, so I can't tell you much about what it's about or anything like that, but I know that it did not look good. You were emphatically a no on this one.
Yeah.
Like there's actually an exclamation point next to the no.
Transported into another world. I mean, there's gorillas.
Oh, this is the gorilla one. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No baseball, but.
Well, that we know of. There was no baseball in the trailer.
In the trailer, yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. That was the. Was that the chunky guy that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Fat guy turns skinny.
Yeah.
He gets isekai'd into a skinny life.
I'm like, that's so lame.
I got reincarnated as a non-fatty.
If it were that easy, come on. It's like.
Everyone would do it. All right. So that's a no from both of us.
Yes. Yeah. Moving on.
Wait, no. Yes.
I'm agreeing. Yes. That was a no.
Yes. No. No.
Hey, get online.
Yes. Correct.
Correct.
So next we've got Tact Op. Destiny. I don't know how to pronounce this title, to be honest with you, but, yeah. This is it's from MAPPA and Madhouse, action fantasy music.
Yes, music anime. Has been banned, and they must play the music to win, to defeat the enemy.
Oh, well, I didn't know that when I said that I was going to watch it.
Well, that's what I saw in here. There's a grotesque monster is called D2, and they have very quickly banned all music. But there are people who resist. The conductor is one of them.
Are you reading the same synopsis as me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mine's just printed smaller.
Oh, okay. I think
maybe is the problem.
Why? Well, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm willing to give this one like a shot, I guess. Like it looked nice, like visually. You had a problem with the 3D a little bit, I think, right?
Little bit, yeah. There's other shows we saw trailers for that were much more...
Way worse.
Yeah. Much more difficult to watch.
But there was other ones that were way better as well, so, yeah.
Yeah, this was kind of like middle of the road, I suppose.
Yeah. It wasn't... I didn't find it, like, hugely offensive as far as, like, the 3D CG stuff went. It was there, but overall, I thought it looked pretty good. So
well, it also felt like one of those trailers that is, you know, not showing you the whole, like what the show will actually be. It's doing a lot of those quick cuts and just seeing little flashes of things that happen.
Yeah. I mean, so our list here of the trailers that we watch is sort of a mix and match of like whatever is available. A lot of them are just teasers. Some of them are full proper trailers. We get what we get, and we make snap decisions based on that.
Yeah. But hey, the beauty, like I said, is later on, after all the shows come out, you know, if something's buzzing that we completely shat on in this episode, we might have to go back and reconsider it. Who knows?
All right. Well, so that's a yes-ish from both of us.
Yeah.
On Tact Op Destiny.
Interested enough to check it out.
And then next up, we have one that we disagree on.
Yes, which I was surprised by. My Senpai is Annoying, which is seems to be a sort of slice of life comedy about these two co-workers that work in an office setting. And one, you know, the main character is really, she's just really small, really short and tiny, you know, tiny features. And her coworker is this guy who's very, you know, not, I don't imagine he's, you know, grotesquely like tall or huge or anything, but he's just a tall, broad shouldered man. Mm. And, you know, there's this whole, seems to be this whole dynamic between them.
I think I've seen this dynamic in anime before.
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. The trailer just seemed cute to me.
My love story is.
Oh, yeah. I thought of my love story for sure. Yeah. 100%.
Like, that seemed like that's what they were trying to do was like, they're doing like a, you know, comedy romance slice of life with a really big guy and a not so big girl.
Yeah. And I definitely thought of that. And I like that show, My Love Story. But I thought, I don't know. This is like, and you know, My Love Story is like kind of in, I think it's high school or maybe earlier. I'm not sure.
It might have even been middle school, right?
Because maybe, yeah.
It was bizarre that he was so large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this one's, you know, it's they're adults, you know, they're like imagine in their 30s and they're, you know, working an office job and
I doubt they're in their 30s. No one makes shows about people in their 30s.
All right, late 20s. It's the new 30.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're at least career professionals, right? They're not
Sure.
adolescents.
They're in the workplace.
Yeah.
Probably early
And
20s
so
then.
I don't know. I'm hoping for, you know, I don't know, something, if it's just a repeat of that or something that's not as good, then yeah, I would definitely
I feel
pass.
like it's trying to be that, and from what I saw, I don't know that it's. I don't know. Like, romance is listed as one of the genres, and I guess if they do that well enough, it might be a good show, but if they don't,
Yeah.
then it's probably not.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to lean towards the probably not.
And no, I get it. But yeah, moving on.
And you're a yes on that one, though, right?
Yes, I'm a
Yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
I'll be
Okay.
checking it out.
All right, and yeah, moving on, we've got Blue Period. This is a slice of life seinen school drama. I don't remember anything about this. What is this one about? Do you
Well, we didn't
remember?
get much, but it's like I think it's college kids maybe that go to like they have an art school and there's like a lot of like impressionistic or I don't know. There's like painting. It's a really short trailer, but it's about like traditional artists in some sort of school setting.
Okay. Yeah, we watch all these trailers and this one actually isn't standing out, which probably isn't a good thing considering I said that I was going to check it out. I guess it must have been the trailer must have been more impressive than I remember. I just don't remember it. But yeah,
Definitely a teaser.
I thought I would check this one out. This one is the one that is probably in Netflix jail.
Yeah.
Because it's streaming in Japan starting on September 25th. And outside of Japan, it'll start on October 9th. But usually, when it says outside of Japan, it doesn't include the United States or probably Great Britain, actually. I think we're both excluded from that. Everywhere else in the world, they get to watch these things as they come out, but not us for some reason because Netflix hates us, for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
Anyway, yeah, so I was going to check this out. I think you were going to check it out as well. And
Correct.
yeah, so then moving on to the next thing, what have we got?
Yeah, I'm excited about this. This is one we differ on. Ranking of Kings.
Yeah, when I first saw a little bit of the trailer and stuff, I was like, "Oh, it looks cute, looks funny, might be good," but then yeah, in watching the whole trailer and everything, I don't know. Not so much.
You think it's more of a strictly a kids show?
It feels kids-y. I don't know. It just the trailer sort of turned me off from it for some reason.
Interesting. Yeah, the trailer I really like actually gives me the opposite that there's like a lot more depth to it than that. But we'll see. I'll let you know.
All right, then next up we've got Tsuki to Raika to Nosferatu.
Yeah, we got a few dragon or not dragon, dragon.
Dragon.
We got a few vampire shows this
Yeah.
season.
There's a few vampire ones, and this is the first of them. And this is yeah, based on a light novel. It didn't look particularly good. Do you remember anything about it? Was the animation bad? I'm not like all the vampire ones sort of run together for me, so I don't know.
Yeah, I think this one had 3D CG that was like
Okay. Not like super bad, but like
Yeah,
bad-ish. Yeah.
not fun to look at.
Okay. Well then
Hard to take serious.
next up we have another vampire show.
The vampire dies in no time. No time at all. Really. It's super quick.
Yeah.
I added
Barely
some
any
words on.
convenience.
Yeah.
This one is also from Madhouse Studio. This one I think actually looked worse than the previous one, if I recall. Yeah. Again, the vampire shows all kind of run together, but
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. Actually, I remember the Nosferatu one was the one with the girl who I thought was an elf because she's got like pointy ears like an elf.
Oh, right, because you watched the trailers before I.
Before, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's a vampire. And then this one, I think. Oh yeah, this is the comedy one. So it's like they're all vampire, but it doesn't look like it's that funny. But a bunch of different vampires of different styles and like action shown in either all like facing off and. The trailer was like dramatic, but not didn't really show much of what the show's going to be, I feel like.
Mm.
But yeah.
The animation didn't look good, as I recall. I thought it was, I don't know, maybe too cartoony.
Yeah. Like something. Not poorly done, but just, yeah.
Right.
Not our thing, I guess.
Yeah. Not what I think of when I think of anime.
Yeah.
So that's a no from both of us as well. No vampires this season thus far, but there are more to come. But the next one is not a vampire show. This one is Taisho Otome Fairy Tale. Or Taisho, sorry. Said that wrong.
Oh, God.
Comedy, historical, romance, shonen, slice of life. What was this one?
This is the girl, like the young, looks way too young girl who's just wants to marry this dude. And there's a bunch of other girls who are like, no, your first time can be with me. It seems harem-y, and you don't remember this?
No, not at all. Not based on that description.
Yeah, it was like this young girl who was like, we're to be married. And he's like, what? And she's like, yeah, she's just like all over him.
Yeah, I'm reading a synopsis and I have no recollection. I've blocked this out of my memory. I mean, it's
we both passed on it, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, we did. It's like set in old Japan or something like that, and that usually zones me out. So that may be why I don't remember it, because I knew it was pass from the moment.
I think you got up to go to the kitchen during this one, and I was like, you don't want me to pause it? And you're like, nope.
That bad that quickly. All right.
I'm pretty sure that was this one.
All right. Well, so that one's a no from both of us. We're not going to be watching Taisho Otome Fairy Tale, and you shouldn't either.
But this next one I am going to check out. I believe Tony's a no on it. Because it's Mecha and he's, it's not his thing, which is, that's cool. Sakugan is the name of this show. And, I don't know. The trailer made me think that it looked fun. Like it could be a romp. And I want to try to go on the ride. So I'm going to give it a shot. But you never know with these shows. There's actually, there's quite a few vampire shows, but there's even more Mecha shows. And this is one of them. And I think it's the only one that well, either of us for sure, but the only one that I'm interested in based on the trailers we saw. Hmm. So we'll see if that's true.
Yeah. And speaking of Mecha, we've got, I forget what the Japanese pronunciation of this was, but Move Love Alternative, I guess is what it's called.
Oh God, this looks bad to me.
Another Mecha. This one's based on a visual novel. So yeah, quality stuff, I'm sure. Yeah. It looked bad and it's Mecha, so I have no interest in it.
I think it was also one of those 3D CG ones that was just, not...
Like one of the really bad ones?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
It could have been, yeah. I knew there was one like in this batch right here somewhere. But yeah, so that one's a no from both of us. And next up?
Next up, we got Deep Insanity, The Lost Child. Listed as sci-fi here, but I'm pretty sure it's based on... There's a video game, and it's this whole... Yeah.
Yeah, it's
this whole thing.
It's from a mixed media project, so they've got video game and whatever, yeah.
There's probably a comic and whatever. It's this whole world. And I'm sure one of them's good, but I don't know. I don't think...
I mean, the idea is to make all of them mediocre so that each one gets, whatever percentage of people that check it out, right? And then that leads them to the other ones. And so then they all just sort of build off of each other. It's like a sort of mini pyramid scheme of some sort.
Yeah. I have a buddy who's really into...
Pyramid schemes?
He's gotten really into Higurashi. And that's kind of opened him up. Like, there's this whole world with that where there's like spinoffs and.
Oh, you have a buddy. He's not my friend. No, he doesn't. He doesn't like me at all. Just kidding. Hey, what's up?
Well, we are. I can't say our mutual friend because that's someone specific.
That's true. He is your friend who I have met.
Yes, he's actually band member.
Yes, we played in a band briefly for 2 weeks before COVID shut it down.
Yes. and maybe we will rise again. But Deep Insanity, The Lost Child. It's like Made in Abyss came up when we were watching it. So it's got this in Antarctica. There's some big hole in the ground, and it's causing some illness, and they got to go into the hole and see what's going on in that hole.
Go in the hole.
I mean, the trailer is very bare bones. It could be something cool, like a la The Thing or something. I don't know, but we're passing on it. What do we got next?
it's a very game looking sort of thing. Yeah. I was just going to yell Fake Snakes, but you know,
Fake Snakes.
You didn't give me the opportunity.
I know.
So I'll move on to the next thing that we have on the list, which, God, if I could hold this paper somewhere where I could read it, that'd be great. Shikizakura, action drama, sci-fi. This is an original, it's verified for 12 episodes, and oh yeah, the name Kakeru Miwa, and suddenly I remember this one. Do you remember it?
Yeah, this is the one that doesn't say it's mecha, but they fight in these like suits.
Yeah, they have like mecha suits. Yeah, sort of things. Yeah,
yeah, they're not like huge mecha. They're just like kind of like slightly larger than human size, but yeah, kind of falls in that mecha, but it also just looked disjointed and not, I don't know. It was like switching from like this kind of drama to like just battle. And it didn't really make sense, but
the animation quality wasn't like terrible or anything, but it wasn't like outstanding either. So yeah, this one is a no from both of us as well. And then, you know, I honestly feel like at this point we're getting like to the dregs even. Like we're not even that deep in, but
I know. Well, we there's a place on this list where we're skipping over some stuff.
Yeah. We're not quite there yet, but we're
approaching it. We have three more.
We're approaching it.
Three more. Well, four more, I guess. So this next one is Build Divide. Code Black and some other characters. It seems to be based on a card game, and unfortunately that already makes it a pass for me.
It doesn't automatically make it a pass for me, but I've never heard of this card game. I don't know anything about it. And it looks bad anyway. So, you know, I mean, most anime based on card games are not good. So it's kind of hard to, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's kind of hard to make something good based on a game, unless the game is based on the anime, in which case the anime probably existed before the game. Because, like, you know, like you had cards from the Inuyasha trading card game, right? You know, but the anime existed before the game.
Yeah, and the manga before that.
Full Metal Alchemist, you know, same thing. Like, there's a trading card game for that. Yeah. Pokemon, I mean, the video games existed first, and then the anime, and then the card game, I believe. Game first, no thank you, basically, I think.
Yeah, and I'm sure there are exceptions to that, but it's just a general rule around here.
Yeah, they don't tend to be good. We've tried so many of them.
Yeah, with
Card Fight Vanguard and
but it's one of those things, if one of those shows like was like the talk of the town after, you know, the season debuts, it's like, okay, all right, give me a reason, you know. I'm like, I've seen the trailer and I know it's based on a game. I need something else. But anyway, moving on.
But yeah, that, what was it? Build Divide? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a no. The next one, I don't even remember what this one is called. AMAIM. I don't know if I'm supposed to pronounce that as letters or say it like it's a word. Warrior at the Borderline. Action, sci-fi, mecha.
I don't even remember this.
You don't remember this one?
Mm-mm. I remember the next one, but I don't remember this one.
In the year 2061, Japan has lost its sovereignty. The Japanese people spend their days as... I don't remember it either, actually.
Yeah, but, it's so generic, that description, too.
It's the one after the card one. I don't know. Yeah, it just... Nothing interesting or appealing about the trailer, I don't think, probably. I mean, for me, mecha, so I tune out, right?
Yeah, but it didn't sound to me either, and I'm not against mecha, as you are.
I mean, how many mecha shows are you watching this season?
One. Okay. I think. Do you count Blade Runner? I guess not.
No, but you got Sakugan, so.
Yeah, I got Sakugan. Okay. So one.
So then next we have
Tesla Note, which is we had fun with the trailer because it is preposterous. I don't understand what's happening. I don't really want to understand, but it was entertaining nonetheless. When inexplicably through like a warp in space and time, a semi truck. Yeah, semi truck. I was trying to think of like a brand, like a Datsun truck or something. I don't know. Yeah,
a
truck.
Probably a Daihatsu, but whatever.
There you go. A large truck just starts flying through a warp in.
This is the worst ether. 3D CG animated thing that we watched tonight.
It was
absolutely bottom of the barrel as far as animation goes.
Yeah, like, I mean it has to compete with that Muv-Luv alternative, but yeah, they're both pretty bad. Yeah, but this one at least was funny. Like
I need to call out. I need to call out Gambit Studios. You're not doing good work. Retire.
Bad Gambit. Bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so, it was funny. It was unintentionally funny in a campy sort of way, just in the trailer.
I didn't find it funny.
You did. You did laugh. You chuckled. You did. Because I remember I had to rewind that last.
I chuckled at you because you rewound it. To show me the truck bursting out of nowhere. Like, where did the truck come from? And then you rewound it and like I was laughing at you, not with you, George.
Goodness. Yeah.
Way
to sound cool.
I am cool. Ask everyone on the internet. Hey, internet people, go on to Twitter or Instagram or
see what I've done.
Whatever. And tell George how cool I am compared to him.
Sorry, listeners.
Which one of us is cooler? Everyone knows the answer. All right. Sorry. George is a very sweet person, but not cool. Anyway, next up.
Not wrong.
Next up, we have Blade Runner Black Lotus, which I don't need to say anything else about it. Blade Runner, sold. I'm going to watch it.
Yep.
It, like, animation-wise, not like great. Like it's definitely 3D CG stuff, but not as bad as Tesla Note. Decently well animated 3D CG. And we watched this trailer both subbed and dubbed because it is a joint production of Crunchyroll and Adult Swim, right?
That's right, yeah.
So I imagine it will be airing on Adult Swim dubbed, and it will be available on Crunchyroll subbed, so you can pick and choose what you prefer as far as that sort of stuff goes. I will be watching it on Crunchyroll probably. But yeah, it's Blade Runner. The trailer doesn't give much away, which is probably good, but just sort of shows the design and style of it, which like even if you didn't know, well, actually, we can say for certain that if you didn't know that it was a Blade Runner show and you saw the trailer in Japanese, not understanding a word of Japanese, you would know or you would think about Blade Runner, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was watching this with that buddy of ours. Not that one, but the other one.
Not our mutual friend, but your friend who I'm also friends with.
Yes, and he's a big fan of Blade Runner, as am I, as are you, as are most people, because it's great. Mm-hmm. most people who like sci-fi, anyway. But yeah, when it came on, it doesn't say it's Blade Runner until the very end, but it reminded me of that, and I was like, oh, telling him like there's a Blade Runner anime coming out soon. And then we find out the end. Oh, that's it.
That was the Blade Runner anime.
I hadn't seen the trailer before. So.
And then luckily, when I made the playlist, I put in the dubbed version of the trailer immediately after the subbed version. So you got to watch it again dubbed.
That's true, yeah.
Which
was nice.
You both sort of prefer dubs. Well, I mean, he does, certainly. And you don't mind it nearly as much as I do.
Yeah, I'm open to dubs.
So...
I was just going to add that what I was looking up over here, rudely, is that it's co-directed by Kenji, let me get his name right. Well, Shinji Aramaki and then Kenji Kamiyama, who is responsible for Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex.
Oh, yeah, I think I heard
that. Heard that.
Yeah.
Which to me, like, I love that show. It's so great and is a really good fit, I think, for... Blade Runner, you know, to do a Blade Runner anime.
Yeah.
Just got that. I mean, definitely indebted to it in general, but pulled off its own thing. So I don't know. I'm curious. It does look like a video game. And I was saying like, oh, it looks like a video game, but it doesn't look like bad, you know, or like super dated. But you were like, yeah, but video games look a lot better than this, or can, you know, the AAA games can.
Right. Yeah.
That's true.
This looks like a video game, like the best of like the 3D animation video game stuff from like, I don't know, 2006, 7, 8, maybe somewhere in that range, I think.
I think a little newer than that, but.
Really?
But I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean,
I mean that Final Fantasy movie came out in like 2001, and it looked better than this for sure. but that's not a video game, so
yeah.
It's, you know, apples and oranges, I suppose. But yeah, anyway, doesn't matter because it's Blade Runner. We're going to watch it.
Yes, that's all that matters.
This is one of the few ones that we actually know how many episodes and the runtime of them, strangely. Normally, before the seasons come out, we often don't know how many episodes there are going to be, and we very often don't know the runtime of them. But this one is 13 half-hour episodes. So
Yeah. It's got a delayed start in November, but yep. Yeah.
Yeah, and we don't actually have a firm date in November yet, just that it's November sometime, I think, right? But yeah, this is a yes from both of us, and now we are to the point where we are going to start skipping over things that we know aren't even worth talking about. But before we do that, Megaton Musashi, we talked about last season. It is a show that we both passed on last season, I believe, mostly because we didn't know how we could possibly watch it. It's a mecha action sci-fi show, and we're both passing on it yet again. Maybe it'll get delayed for another season and we can pass on it again. And then we're going to skip a few, and we're going to talk about something that neither of us is watching, but is interesting enough to mention. It is a 3-minute per episode anime about ASMR.
Yeah. Just an interesting thing, something that exists in ASMR anime.
Yeah. Apparently there's a story to it as well, where it's like this girl that gets her friends into ASMR, but it's pretty much just a 3-minute ASMR experience every week, I guess.
Yeah.
Is all it's really supposed to be. But there's some story to it. But anyway, like story-wise, I can't imagine it's very interesting. And ASMR, I don't think either of us are really ASMR people, so.
Yeah, but if you are, like, I don't know, you might check it out, because.
If you're able to, who knows if it'll be anywhere or when it will be there.
Cause you can watch the trailer, at least.
I don't think we even have a firm release date. Oh, we do have a release date on that one. That one's coming out on October 14th, but who knows if it will be available in the Western world anywhere. But if you're not in the Western world, hey. Maybe you're in luck. You can watch it.
It's true.
And then one to skip a few down to Digi Meets Girl. Remember this one?
I think I'm the one that I'm the reason we're talking about this.
Okay. I mean, no, we're both watching
it. Oh, okay. We both are. Okay.
It's a minute and a half, so, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Not much of a commitment.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what the heck it was.
I mean, we didn't know it. When we were watching the trailer, we didn't know that it was a minute and a half, but then like I was checking my fact sheet that I printed out, not facts because I'm not from the 1990s. I'm older than that. But yes, my sheet of information about the anime shows, and I said, oh, it's only a minute and a half. And then we both said, yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm actually hearing it was a short, I was surprised by it because it didn't really seem like a sort of like one-off gag thing. Like it seemed like something a little more to it. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean, if I recall right, the trailer didn't give a whole lot of information or anything like that, but
another teaser,
but it looked nice, I think. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It did. Which is unusual because Leiden Films, who is the studio for this, often does just really crappy anime based on video games, and they generally look pretty crappy as well, but this they put in some work on this one. They get some points on this one just based on the trailer, which was probably more than a minute and a half, right? I don't remember.
Yeah, I forget.
But yeah, probably worth checking out. Hopefully not going to disappoint, but if it does, then it's George's fault, not mine. And then next up we have...
Oh yeah, speaking of studios that, in my opinion, usually do deliver... it's Science Saru coming through with the Heike story. Struggling with that. The Heike story. Yeah, it's a drama, historical. It says magic on here. I suppose might be some element of that. But yeah, it looks really good. It's another heterochromia protagonist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who's like a small child. But it looks really good, like visually, and it, I don't know, the story, we didn't get a whole lot, but I'm intrigued. You know, the character designs are cool, and I feel like there's a bit of drama going on there that could be good. There's a potential in there for sure.
Based on the synopsis, it's another Sixth Sense. She sees dead people.
Really?
It says she can see ghosts, which was the same thing it said in the other one that compared to it. But yeah, no, it's historical drama that normally I'm sort of out on that, like historical stuff. But this one just looks nice, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it looks good. Like I'm very curious. So yeah, like story wise, I don't know much about the story, but it looks like it could spin a good yarn, as they say.
Yeah, and visually looks
right? No, I totally agree. Yeah, and I said that before. Yeah, Science Saru, I mean, they're great.
Yeah, but I guess the next couple things we have to talk about is there's the Kaginado, or Kaginado, maybe one might pronounce it, because I think it's the Japanese word for ki, kagi, and nado or nado, like tornado, I think. I'm not actually sure if that's what it means.
Sharknado.
It might be, there might be a Japanese word that corresponds to the nado. Anyway, it's Studio Ki doing a chibi crossover featuring characters from Canon, Air, Clannad, Little Busters, Rewrite, and other things. And we don't know when it's coming out, just that they have said it's coming out October 2021. There's a website for it, and that's really all the information we have. Some visuals and stuff that they've released on the website of the different characters. No trailer or anything, so we didn't get to see any trailer for this one. But, you know, I will probably check this one out because I like a lot of the key animation stuff that they do. So... yeah, I'll check it out. And George is maybe going to check it out, but only if it has Gao.
That's right.
Or whatever. It's not her name, right? She just says that, right?
I forget her name, which is probably
Gao.
Rude of me. But yeah, I'm a fan of Air.
Gao.
Out of those you listed.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that you lent me the DVDs for Clannad.
Yeah, I think I did. Yeah,
you're not a fan. It was just weird. I don't know.
Well, you know me, man. I used to own a lot of anime that
you bought way too many. That you didn't watch.
Yeah, I hadn't seen and still have not seen.
And the other thing that I'm a question mark on and George's is a show called Hairpin Double. It's a music anime. We don't know exactly when it's coming out, except that it's 2021 sometime. We really don't know much about it. It sounds like it's a one-off. It says it's a short anime commemorating the 30th anniversary of Okayama International Circuit. It's literally all we know at this point, but might be worth checking out when it comes out. And if it's not, whatever. I mean, we checked out that Pokemon anime that we forgot to talk about in last week's episode.
I was thinking that. Yeah, we did. Dang it.
Yeah.
Check out Poketoons. It's great.
I think, did I reference it at some point?
I don't think so.
Because I turned into a Gengar, and I thought I referenced it to something else.
Not that I recall.
All right. Well, go back and listen, people, and let us know if I referenced it, because I'm pretty sure I did, but it might have been off mic.
I just want a comment of someone being like, you didn't reference it, and that's all they say.
That'd be awesome. Can you give me a time code to say where I didn't reference it?
Where I didn't, like 02.
I need a time code reference so that I can make sure that this is accurate. Anyway, and then we're going one, two, skip a few again, down to, I don't know how to pronounce the title of this, Mute King, the Dancing Hero, or Mute King, possibly. I'm not sure which of those. Mute, you think?
That's what I'm guessing.
Okay. Anyway, it's a action comedy sci-fi. It looks maybe could be. I don't know. We don't have a trailer for it or anything like that. It just sounded kind of interesting, I guess, based on the little information we have. It's probably not going to be available anywhere, so I'm not going to be able to watch it anyway. But if I am able to watch it, I'll check it out.
Yeah, I probably would. I initially said no, but I understood, you know, that it may not be available to us. But if it is, yeah, I'd probably check it out.
Yeah, the visuals that are available for it look kind of like a kid's show, but maybe not. I'm not 100% sure. Anyway, and then we're on to shows that are returning for additional seasons. They have had previous seasons and they will have seasons again.
So there's, you know, there's already built-in hype.
Mm-hmm. And the first up of those is Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation Part 2. I watched all of the first one. I'm going to watch all of this one, probably.
Okay. Already committing.
I mean, we'll see. We don't really know anything about what the story is about, but the first one left off in such a way that I'm pretty sure I'm already like emotionally evolved enough in the arc that's going to be this story. And we've only got 12 episodes.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I'm in for all of it, but I mean, they could, you know, they could really screw up, I suppose. I sort of doubt it. And then what's next, George?
Then we have Demon Slayer, the Entertainment District arc.
You didn't say the Japanese title.
Yeah, the Kimetsu no Yaiba. Of course. For you nerds out there. But yeah, I'm into Demon Slayer. I got into it relatively recently, last year, end of last year. Maybe it was this year.
It was this year. It was the movie coming out, and you watched all of it.
Yeah, that was this year. Time's a blur.
Yeah.
But yeah, earlier this year. Yeah, I like, the movie is in theaters, and I knew it was a continuation of the, you know, original anime that was out. And so I was like, oh, it's only like 26 episodes or whatever. So I just binged it, and it wasn't hard. Yeah, Demon Slayer really got me. It hooked me. And it was really easy to binge the first 26 episodes or whatever. And then I went to go see it in theaters, and it was right where we're living when theaters had opened up again. Mm-hmm. And people are going to them, but I found a screening in one of the theaters where you can, like, you know, reserve a seat. And I reserved it like an hour before it was about to show, and there was no one else had reserved a seat in there. And it was like midday, like during the week. And it's one of those theaters that's huge, and I got a seat like right in the middle, and you have like there's like a wait staff, but it was just me. It was like this like lady peeking in, like, you know, I got like some food and a drink, but then that was like it, and she kept like checking in on me still. But it was kind of cool. I got the whole theater to myself to watch it. But yeah, I'm excited. I like Demon Slayer. Sorry.
I'm also sorry that you like Demon Slayer.
No, I just, for the length, I could go on. So I was apologizing for taking up that much of your time. But
oh, it didn't take nearly as long as that guy punching a rock. So, you know.
He's still punching that rock.
I swear he probably is, man. God. next of returning things, what have we got? Oh, I've been looking forward to this one for quite some time, actually, ever since I heard, I mean, I guess it was only earlier this year that it was announced that there was going to be a second season of Restaurant to Another World. Mm. But I loved the original one and would have watched more of it every season if it had come out. But it's been quite a while. I actually don't remember when the last season, 18, maybe 2018. I don't remember. You don't have to look it up. It's fine.
Well, it was talk about it and buy me some time.
It was a while ago that it came out. And I just love this show. Like it's very much just a slice of life. It's this restaurant that this guy runs that, for some reason it sort of migrates through different worlds. Like the front door opens to different worlds every however much time. And then there's, this girl that I don't remember, is she like a demon or something? Well, I'm asking you as if you've seen it. And
2017.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I think she's like a demon or something. And she wanders in one day, I think possibly starving, and he like gives her free food. And then she decides that she wants to work there and help him. And she becomes the waitress. And then the story just kind of goes from there, them rotating between these different worlds that all have sort of different isekai type characters. Yeah, just cool. more of that.
I've heard great things about it. Not only from you, but from various people online and other people I've talked to, from varying, you know, tastes, and I don't know, it sounds really good, and I have never seen it, and I want to, I'm going to try my best to catch up on it so I can watch the new season.
I wouldn't say varying taste. I would say they all have good taste.
If somebody liked this show, they have good taste.
Exactly.
That's all there is to it.
Yeah, that's it. Done.
End of discussion.
Unless they also liked Dragon Ball Z, in which case they're just wrong.
Watch it.
No, I won't. I will not watch it. You made me watch Dragon Ball Super, and I'm still not happy about that.
One episode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was not good.
I don't think I made you.
Yes. Yes, you did.
We were watching everything.
Why else would I have watched season? It?
That's what we were doing then.
But you made me watch it.
I made you. You made me watch Card Fight Vanguard.
Yeah. That was a bad choice on my part. Not as bad as Dragon Ball Super, though.
Really?
Anyway, skip down to Roop on the Sod. Part 6.
It's worth it just for that.
Was it?
I like Lupin. Tony's not a fan, even though he loves doing what he just did.
I do, actually. I hate Lupin, but I love doing Lupin's a Sod.
I like when you do it as well. So it's a win-win on my end. But I've seen some Lupin. Like I've seen The Castle of Cagliostro, which is early Miyazaki film. It's good. And I've seen The Woman Called Fujiko Mine, which is sort of a departure, like, follows Fujiko Mine, and it's, you know, very like highly stylized. And so I think other Lupins are also like look nice and have good art as well. But I want to check this one out. I've seen, this is part 6. I've seen parts of other, there's these are like the newer parts, I think. And so like I've seen like parts of some of the other ones, part 4, maybe part 3. I'm not sure. I'll check out part 6.
Part 4 would be Lupin, let's see, 3 times 4. Lupin the 12th.
There's a lot of numbers. They better not, break a part up into, different, halves or something. Part A, I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to check out part 6. What else we got?
All right, well, then after that, all we've got is ongoing things. What are we watching that is still continuing? We've got 2 shows, Fina Pirate Princess, which we're both probably watching if we continue watching it. I'm not super...
You said you dropped it.
Yeah, but I might catch up. I don't know. It's. I just didn't feel like watching it, but I might feel like watching it again.
Okay.
No, it's unlikely, actually.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also...
I can't imagine.
I'm on, like, just the other side of that, where I'm like, I haven't dropped it, but I don't know. Things are... I don't know. I'm not fully committed to it.
Yeah, so we might be watching that next season, if we're still watching that at all, which is very questionable on both of our parts, it sounds. And then the other one is... Aquatope of the White Sand.
Oh, of course.
Which
we
are
on
both...
White Sand. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Well, the original... It's the original translation.
Here we go.
But I mean, I think this is probably a more correct translation. I'm actually not sure. But anyway, Aquatope.
Yes, Aquatope. So
it's called Aquatope.
Yeah, we both like it, and I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, I think we're both going to continue watching this unless it really just poops itself. Yeah.
And I'm not really even near like dropping it or anything.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not like madly either. In love with it, like, either. But.
I mean, it is the best show of this last season, but that's not saying much.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's it. That's everything we're going to watch or try to watch, except for possibly some movies or ONAs or OVAs. I guess we should mention Goku Shufudo, which for some reason isn't on my list. Way of the House Husband, right? Yeah. We did talk about it last week. It's November, I think you said, or is it coming out sooner than that?
Yeah, October 7th or something like that is what I read. Okay. But that was also said Netflix. So I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. So whether it's all being dropped at once or whether it's Netflix, going to be...
And maybe that's why it's not on your list.
Oh, that could be.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but Goku Shufudo is back for a second season, and then there's a live-action thing that they're doing as well.
And then hopefully...
I will probably watch it. It sounds like George is probably going to watch it as well.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't watched the first season.
I just want confirmation when it's actually coming out here.
Yeah.
So I have a deadline.
We'll find out. We'll watch it if we can, and we won't watch it if we can't. Yep. And,
that sounds fair.
And there were some random like ONAs and movies and stuff that are on my list, but we'll talk about them as they approach and get closer, and we'll see what we're going to cover and what we're not.
That's right.
But that's pretty much it. That's what we'll be watching for fall of 2021. Hey, we're almost done. Winter will be next year.
That's right.
Because that's the way anime seasons work.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. We've been doing this, I mean, sort of, for a full year.
Almost.
Yeah. I mean, 3/4 of a year properly doing it. But we started winter 2021.
That's true.
And then we took a break.
Yeah, so I count the start in March, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think that's probably the correct. Yeah. Well, March, the end of March.
So like we're April, half. Right? To me, we're half a year. Well, of consistently doing it.
Well, by the end of the year, we'll be 3/4 of a year. Though.
That's true. That's what I'm saying. Oh yeah. Yes, but yeah, like since we're starting this season, or about to.
Yep. So, anyway, that's it. No, I said, that's it. Why are you still listening? Oh, because I didn't say the thing. Yes, check us out on all the places where you can like message us and do things. Hey, we're online. We've got a Reddit. Unlike Anime.
We got a Discord.
reddit.com/r/unlikeanime. That's UMLIKEANIME. We have a Discord, as George mentioned. You can go to unlikeanime.com/discord to get your invite and go in there and chat at us.
And if you're a patron on Patreon.
I said your line already.
You get more Patreon. Discord features.
Yeah.
Check it out. Just go to the website.
All of our social links are at the bottom of the website. Sometimes the icons don't show up, and if they don't show up, like let me know somewhere. But I think I've got the caching problem figured out.
I'll let you know.
Well, like everyone should let me know, because you going to the website is probably a rare occurrence. But but other people going to the website might happen if they're trying to find all of the social links that I'm mentioning, and if the icons don't show up. And they just look like little empty squares, then, you know, go on to whatever thing you can do to let me know that that's the situation. And I'll try and figure out what the caching problem is on the website and get that corrected so that it doesn't do that anymore. This is all really boring.
Because when you, refresh the DNS server, you got to go through the back
channel. No, that's not what the problem is. It's that I'm using Cloudflare, and it's caching my CSS. Mm-hmm. And the CSS has the URL for the fonts. And the fonts, for some reason, have changed directories recently, and I don't understand why. But the CSS is still cached, and it's pointing to the wrong site. And actually, I mean, it's not just pointing to the wrong directory. It was pointing to the wrong site. And the site that it was on, I didn't have cores set up right. So All right, all you nerds.
Nerd.
Yeah, all you nerds know what I'm talking about, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
You don't.
No, I appreciate that they know what I'm talking about.
Well, they appreciate that you're a nerd.
Yeah, I appreciate that they appreciate my nerdiness.
Okay, good. Nerds all around, really. Just in different areas. But yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah, my area is from the neck up. Yours is everywhere else.
Oh, I got an all area right. for
Bye.
You. Bye, guys.